She survived countless battles at sea, but HMS Victory is now facing a struggle to survive in her home port. Lord Nelson's flagship is buckling under her own weight. When I heard this yesterday, I couldn't believe it. And apparently it needs more than 100 new supports to stop her from collapsing. Our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake is on the case and joins me now live from Portsmouth, where the ship, of course, is in dry dock. So, Dom, I couldn't believe this. What's happening?
Well, it's hard to overstate the importance of the ship, isn't it, Jules? We're talking about the most famous warship in the world, HMS Victory, Nelson's flagship at the Battle of Trafalgar. And she's still the commissioned warship to this day, as the flagship today of the First Sea Lord. And, of course, she has a very special place in the hearts and minds of anyone who served in the Royal Navy. But back in 2011, the ship was handed over to the National Museum of the Royal Navy. And since then, because of some detailed survey work that they've done using laser technology, it's become clear that HMS Victory is actually in a very bad way, and we're now beginning to hear more about the scale of that problem, Jules.
So I presume, Dom, this is going to involve a huge amount of work.
It sounds like a very big project, Jules. We're being told that she's going to need more than 130 new supports to actually stop her hull from collapsing. If you go underneath the ship, you can actually see, I'm told, the hull actually bowing out between the struts that are there at the moment. So trials have begun with a new kind of hydraulic ram, hydraulic support, and the installation work on that project is due to begin before the end of the year. I've been speaking to Jackie Shaw, who works for the National Museum of the Royal Navy. This is what she had to say.
Victory was floated out 250 years ago last year at Chatham. She wasn't intended to be sitting in a dry dock in Portsmouth 250 years ago, so she's showing wear and tear. She's buckling under her weight. So our next big stage later in the year will be a new support structure for her in the dry dock. But in the meantime, visibly, we have removed the top mast, simply too heavy, crushing the ship under their weight, and they won't be back any time soon.
Well, there you are. Jackie, I noticed, Dom mentions the masts. There's concern about them as well.
Yes, that's right. You'll remember back in 2011, we were down there reporting on their removal, and we were told at the time that that was a temporary measure and that those masts were going to be replaced along with new rigging. But that was 5 years ago, and there's still no sign of them. And the ship just doesn't look quite the same, and it's a concern to some of the visitors that I've been speaking to who went down to see HMS Victory. They say she just doesn't look right as she is.
Well, that's a shame, because it doesn't portray historically the way the ship was originally designed. I would think it's just a naval architectural problem that they could solve eventually. It's a matter of money, like most things, money and technology. That's where solutions come from.
Well, it's a bit, not upsetting, but a bit disappointing. You'd expect to see Victory in its full state. It's one of our most famous ships, so you'd expect it to look good.
I think she should be brought back to her original state, get the rigging back on her, and bring her back to how she should be. It's half a ship now. You're not looking at a full ship in her glory, so she does need restoring.
So everyone wants the mast back. Will they ever go back on?
Well, to be honest, Jules, I've tried to find out, and I'm not really sure. So far, nobody's been able to tell me when they'll go back on, or even if that's going to happen. At the moment, what people are saying is that saving the ship is the priority, and that this restoration project that they're involved in now could actually take as long as 15 years, Jules.